Henrique de Ferraz.
In the hallways between classes at Barnstable High School, these days you're almost as likely to hear Portuguese being spoken as English.
Another Brazilian.
Yeah. The guy that we shake hands, Brazilian.
Standing with this group of Brazilian students is Maria Braga, a high school senior who immigrated from Minas Gerais in Brazil. When she first arrived, she says she knew very little English.
You don't know what they are saying to you. So you're like, Yeah, I was lost. I was completely lost before. Now I can talk. I'm not fluent, but I can understand everything. I can talk.
Now, just 2 years later, she's gone through the school's English language learner program, and today she sits alongside American classmates as she works towards a career in nursing. She's soft-spoken and serious as she navigates the winding hallways of Barnstable, with long wavy hair and a purple binder clutched to her chest.
My parents are in Brazil, so it was hard. Everything's different. New culture, new people. New school, new everything. It's a new life, right?
Both Braga's parents had worked temporarily on the Cape, and she was actually born in Hyannis. But the family returned to Brazil when she was 6 months old. Then, when she was 15, her parents decided she should immigrate here, since she already had U.S. citizenship and could live with her aunt.
You can have more opportunities. Here's a country of opportunities. So you can have. In Brazil, it's hard to have. You work, work, work. Brazil is a good country. I love Brazil so much. But here you can have a life, you know.
Gustavo Barandas is a Barnstable school administrator who works specifically with Brazilian students and their families. He says the district has been seeing a rise in Brazilians in part because of the difficult economy there and the Cape's image as a tourist destination with many service industry jobs.
Brazil's economy is always like a roller coaster, you know, like sometimes it's doing okay, sometimes not so well. So people already know that they have relatives living here, friends, so they get excited about coming.
Barandas thinks the school district may be seeing more older students in cases where families are separated, with one spouse in Brazil and the other working on Cape Cod. In these instances, it might be preferable to send an older child abroad than a younger child. The increased population of Brazilian newcomers can be seen in the hallways of the high school, as they gather at lockers or sit together at lunch tables. Danilo Silva is another Brazilian student who immigrated about 3 years ago. He says having a Brazilian community at school has made his transition much easier.
It was kind of hard for me in the beginning to make American friends because culture is different. Like, we don't laugh at the same jokes, we don't like the same games, we don't do, like, yeah, it's different. So having Brazilian here actually help you for, like, doing this transition from Brazil to
fit.
And you actually fit better.
He and his group of friends at the high school have all immigrated within the last few years, and they laughed about particular differences between America and Brazil.
But there's some stuff that we do that you guys find weird, like putting ketchup on pizza. There was a kid that was like, why are you doing that? It already has tomato on it. And I'm like, it's ketchup, dude.
But even with a vibrant Brazilian student population around her, Maria Braga says her move to Massachusetts can sometimes be a tough exercise in growing up fast.
Sometimes you want to go back, and sometimes you just want your mom, you know. It is hard. So here, no, I have to work, I have to pay my bills, I have to help my aunt, I have to do everything. So I have to save money, I have to think about going to college.
She says she wants to go to UMass Boston, though tuition costs might mean she'll have to go to Cape Cod Community College first. She hopes to become a certified nursing assistant, and then one day a nurse, and to return to Brazil to see her parents. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.